My job is to find the science, and then it's got to meet the philosophy, which is, it's a philosophy of what does your next decade look like? And as long as we can make sure that everything that we do is making the next 10 years your best 10 years, then that's, we're on track.
Family life is essential. Jim and I are on a mission to help you live the best one. You'll hear personal stories from thought leaders of strengths and struggles with proven strategies to help you make the most of your 18 summers. I'm your co-host, Jamie Shields.
Hey, 18 Summers Tribe. We are here with our friend, Reagan Archibald. Reagan, welcome, buddy.
Good to be here. Nice to see your beautiful faces, Jim and Jamie. Yeah,
ditto. And we speak quite often because you're one of our health advisors, which is something we've taken very seriously at this stage of life. And we want to enjoy our family as much as we can and as long as we can. And you've been a big part of that. And you own a clinic called East West Health that's helped many entrepreneurs and thought leaders get their best optimal health, including Jamie and I. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
East West Health, I founded in 2004, so almost 20 years ago. And it was really just built on this idea that the body can heal itself if you give it the right environment. And so honestly, it was founded because I didn't want to be a farmer when I grew up. I grew up on a cattle ranch in Idaho. And the cold winters, I would be out feeding the cattle and my hands would be cold, my feet frozen. And then the summers were gorgeous, but it was all work, sun up to sundown. And I had an uncle who was a doctor. And so I said, I want to be like Lester J. He has the weekends off. He's boating. He just seemed to have the life. And when I started in my pre-medicine work, I got really sick. I started to have my hair fall out. I got kind of overweight. I got really achy. And all the doctors, I went to 5 different doctors and they ran my blood labs and they said, everything looks good. You're normal. But I wasn't normal because it wasn't stressful. School was easy. And I finally went to a naturopathic doctor and he ran my thyroid antibody markers and my TPO was 680. So anything over about 10 is suspect. Anything over 35 puts you in a disease mode and mine were 680. And so that's when he said, oh, you've got Hashimoto's. And that was eye-opener for me. And then I realized if I stay in the conventional medical mode, that's going to lead to probably more misdiagnoses, more drugs than I wanted to be on, more medications. And I said, why would I want to practice that route that didn't really serve me? And so I went to a school in Hawaii and studied integrated medicine with Earl Bach, and he's the inventor of the pacemaker. He has a really cool school out there. Well, he did. So I was fortunate enough to be accepted into that program and studied there and had some phenomenal mentors along the way. And I continue to have pretty phenomenal mentors who helped me grow East West into international company. Now we have clients all over the planet.
Amazing. And now with the Hashimoto's, so now you've had that maybe 25 years ago, 30 years ago?
25 years ago, maybe, yeah, closer to 30 years ago.
Isn't that amazing? And I personally know some people that have that. And I would say they still carry those markers that maybe indicated to you that you weren't well, like the losing of the hair, such as that. Now, this is something through your journey you've been able to manage and take care of. And is that something you can heal? Is it?
Oh, yeah. It's been in remission for 12 years. And I say remission, meaning it's gone. I run my blood labs about every 3 months. Sometimes more frequently if I'm doing some weird experiment on myself, but which I usually am. My antibodies haven't been above 14 in the last 12 years.
Wow, that's phenomenal. And I think so many people see something like that as not possible. And that's what I love about our relationship with you and probably your relationship with so many people is that you make things that seem impossible possible. So our relationship, mine and yours specifically, started end of last year when I had a similar journey of going to multiple doctors, having lots of blood work. And yet we didn't know why, being in this excruciating pain in my liver. We did nuclear tests, all sorts of crazy stuff was thrown at me. And I had doctors tell me there was nothing wrong with me. And then finally someone ran the right blood test and showed not just one, but 2 different hepatitis viruses. And then multiple doctors told me, well, you can't heal from that. Or, oh, the symptoms, you can't do anything for the symptoms. Oh, it's always going to show in your blood work. And 2, nobody could even tell me where it came from because I'm not risky.
Or they said, you need to drink less alcohol. I'm like, oh, I had all one glass of wine a month she drinks. Okay.
But so it was just so interesting that I what kept having doors closed, right? I kept feeling like there was no hope. And then luckily we started working together. I would say we were 6 months in, maybe closer to eight, but I have zero evidence in my blood work of either of those viruses. My body feels amazing. We just talked the other day and my blood work's better than ever. And that's less than a year after having two different hepatitis viruses that I was told I couldn't heal from or clear. And so I just think it's amazing to throw out there the possibilities of being diagnosed with something, but not having to own it and claim it and truly suffer for the rest of your life.
And I'd love to talk about two things with that, because this is something I get excited about and I don't want my ADD to run away. I'd love to focus on two things that have been very powerful for us and many, many other people or friends that have gone to you. And one of them is the use of peptides and the other is the parasite cleanse. I think those are two huge things if you want to talk.
And didn't you say it was possible that like the parasites in my body is what brought in those viruses and then they just kind of went nuts and...
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I've been telling people.
That's the mechanism. And interestingly enough, parasites feed on heavy metals. And so if you don't look at the body holistically, like if I were just to treat my thyroid, for example, I would have to manage it. That's what Western medicine's about. Let's manage the disease. Oh, Jamie, you've been diagnosed with hepatitis. Let's just make sure it doesn't get worse by not drinking, even though you weren't really drinking. And there's just not a lot to be said about the disease management world. But yeah, so let's jump in. So the cleanse or getting rid of parasites is absolutely key for every single human. Even if you run a stool test, and we run a lot of those, and you don't have parasites in your stool test, it doesn't mean that you're off the hook. And so what we do is we take our patients through this four-step cleanse, and it's through CellCore, but what we use is fulvic and humic acids, and that changes the pH levels of the body. So starting with step one, we're not going to be addressing parasites just yet. We're going to be opening up the filtration systems in the liver and in the kidneys, and then we're going to add energy into the mitochondria. If you've ever done a detox and you felt just like horrible on it, you're probably doing it wrong. Detoxes in general, you should feel pretty darn energized by it because it takes energy to detoxify the body. And what most detoxes are missing is that energetic component. They're not putting energy and minerals and vitamins back into the body. They're just taking things out. And so there's very specific binders, different than like activated charcoal or zeolite, which are pretty popular. We're using different binders to help gently get your filtration systems open. And then in step two, that's when we start working a little bit more on the gut and removing some of the bacteria. And then it's not till step three and step four where it's deeper cleanse with parasites, heavy metals, and my favorite thing to detox, which is glyphosate, because glyphosate is everywhere. And you guys...
Oh, Roundup. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. You got it, Jamie. Yeah. I think we traced it back early on. Roundup in the 90s, the early 90s is when I was exposed to a lot of it as a kid. And we discovered that it was the glyphosate and Roundup that actually triggered my Hashimoto's. And so I'm a big proponent of getting all that junk out of your body. Actually, there's been lots of studies. Any organic food pretty much in California, you're going to find some trace amounts of glyphosate. Anything that's non-GMO, you're going to see glyphosate in it. It's pretty much everywhere. That's why when you go to Europe, I can eat a lot of bread, gluten, things like that. And I feel different than I do in the United States because it's banned in most of the country there. So glyphosate is our step four in the cleanse. And the reason why it's so important is because a lot of times we don't realize that there's these interferences that are getting in the way of our bodies feeling great. And it's like death by a thousand cuts. Suddenly you start recognizing my energy is not as good and I'm not sleeping as good. And I just don't feel like I recover from my workouts. And actually, I don't even want to work out. What's going on with me? And in most cases, it's just because people haven't taken the time to cleanse. And so I think detoxification and cleansing is something you can do on a regular basis if you do it right. And I think it's necessary for optimized health.
Yeah. I mean, I know that Jamie is our studier, as you know. I'm kind of like, yeah, let's go. I'm jumping off. And she's like, well, let me tell you the seven reasons why this will work. If we were back in school, I'd be cheating off her paper. We all know this. So when you guys brought this to me, I'm like, all right, a cleanse. Yeah, that sounds mean. I do this kind of thing. And I'm just going to share this information.
Well, now every time somebody will even halfway listen, Jim tells them his entire experience.
All I'm going to say to our listeners is
excited and also terrified.
A little terrified because, and I'm like, yeah, parasite, sure. I mean, I do water fast, like, right? I had my chest puffed out. To our listeners, if you ever saw the movie Alien, I'm going to leave it right there. I mean, aliens came out of my body in phase two, and I was, wow, what the heck? But for me, I say that not to be gross, but to be inspirational of like, how much better am I going to feel with that out of my body?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you probably hear this all the time with the thousands of people you work with.
Absolutely. This is where we have people bring in very interesting things, and you don't need to bring it into the clinic. I mean, we're aware of what comes out. But yeah, it's powerful because suddenly people feel like, whoa, I had no idea how much energy I'm leaving on the table. All the brain fog that you're experiencing, those food cravings, sometimes those aren't yours. Like, you have to realize, like, who's controlling your biology. And sometimes it's some little critter in your gut that is really influencing your neurotransmitters. In a lot of cases, even depression, anxiety, those are issues with the gut more so than anything else.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's been amazing because, like, even when we were talking about the parasites bringing those viruses into my body, because we were really racking our head, they say third world country, Guatemala, Costa Rica, any of the places that we frequently visit. And I was like, gosh, it's been a while. If you think about it, I think whatever parasite made me sick last year started at least a year earlier, probably. I mean, like, I think it started out small and then it just kept growing and feeding off each other. And as you said, whatever heavy metals got introduced, and it's just wild that it wasn't like an event. It's something that they do grow and feed. And
it's a progression.
What indicated to me that something wasn't well is I was carrying a layer, like, body fat is a very normal thing, but it was like a different kind. You know what I mean? Just being in tune with the way in which my body sits. And I'm like, this isn't normal for me. And I think I easily could have said, oh, well, I turned 40 and I had a fifth child and life is busy, and being in tune and in touch and saying, okay, but I don't have to feel this way, right? It's just being in touch, I think, is so important for our listeners to know, like, trusting, like, if it feels a little different, don't just write it off and say, oh, well, I'm older, or, oh, well, I've got a lot going on, because really we got to tune in and pay close attention to these things.
Yeah. And there's hypochondria, but there's also being in tune with your body, which you've always been really like, oh, I think this, and I've always been amazed at that. And I think one of the ways that you get in tune with your body too, is be open. I love how you're called East and West, because you look at both sides of medicine. But the more that I've gotten into alternative medicine, for me, and this is not for anyone, it's been really helpful. Or it's nice for people to say, wait, how old are you? It feels really good. I don't get it as much as Jane, but you get it. And I think, you know, there's things that we've done with you that people hear about, but is kind of like, oh, my doctor's never told me. I'm like, well, you can go to a realtor and say, I'm in real estate, and say, well, hey, I've heard about these investment properties in this area. And they're like, I've never heard of those. Well, of course not, because they don't specialize in that. But what I learned most from you, we've worked with stem cells and exosomes, but I'd say one of the biggest things that brought you to is say, hey, if you want to learn about peptides, which I had been reading about, our common friend Ben Greenfield had said, hey, for your knees, do this, peptides, Al Reagan's the guy. Peptides have been a huge marker that are finally starting to get some recognition with some resistance, any medicine. What could you tell people what peptides are and why do they work? Why do they help me with my knees or regrow my hair or any of that kind of stuff of what we've done?
If you look at the way that your cells communicate, they communicate through hormones as more of like a long-term communication. So think of that as like email that you send somebody. Peptides are more like a text message. So we communicate over text primarily, and then we get on a Zoom call like this. But peptides are really cool because what they do is they activate a genetic response. So your genes are constantly reading messages from the body, and they're constantly going through translation and transcription. And then they're sending out a peptide to elicit essentially a communication or an action in the body. So if your body has optimal levels of peptides, then the cells, this higher vibration of energy and frequency and healing. And so there's peptides, for example, like LL37, which that's one of the first peptides. I mean, you're using it now. I won't go too deep, but LL37 is the cathelicidin. So if you've got parasites, if you've got any kind of overgrowth of viruses or bacteria, LL37 is a cathelicidin. So it selectively targets the pathogens, the things that aren't helpful. and eradicates those. But the other thing about LL37 is it breaks up scar tissue and it breaks up masses and it's very regenerative. And so these peptides are pleiotropics. They have multiple functionalities. And that's why, Jim, you talk about peptides for your hair. Like you can put GHK copper on your hair topically, which GHK is a tripeptide. And then we bind it with a copper agent and copper cleans up the DNA. So it essentially reactivates those little stem cells in your hair follicles. So it wakes them back up. The Korean researchers discovered this in 2007 is when they did the most research on GHK copper, but it's really been known for about 40 years. So there's just phenomenal things, but I think of GHK copper as the software of the biology. So if you can upgrade the software, it's no different than your computer. I can't tell you how many times I would go into the Mac store. I'm like, my computer's not working. They're like, well, have you upgraded yet? Have you updated the software? I forgot that. I'm too busy. No.
It's not the truth. And that's how we all are with our body most of the time.
Totally. Yeah.
I want to make sure I get a term because you are our brainiac and then you simplify it, but pleiotropic. That's an important word. What does that mean? What does that do for? What's the effectiveness of that?
Will you also define, even though you didn't say the word, the nootropic? I feel like those are both like term, right? Is that a thing too?
Yeah, no problem. So pleiotropic, it basically means it's turning on multiple pathways at once. So how LL37, you draw the contrast, it's like, well, is it for the gut or is it for breaking up scar tissue? And it's like, well, it's both. And that's the beautiful thing is when you can open up multiple pathways, that's when biology can really start to harmonize itself. It's kind of like an orchestra. It's like if you're listening to the Grateful Dead, does the Grateful Dead have two drummers? You guys know? Anyway,
yes, Mickey Hart and Bill Kreutzmann.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, imagine you take out one of the drummers, you take out the guitars, the music just doesn't sound as good, but you bring in more and more instruments. And as long as there's harmony in those instruments and there's rhythm, then things sound really, really good. And that's what peptides do. The meaning of pleiotropy is that there's multiple dimensions of healing that take place. And if you look at that versus Western medicine and most small molecule drugs, like if you take prednisone, for example, it's a steroid and it's turning off the inflammatory pathways in the body. It's a small molecule and it focuses on one thing. Health is multidimensional, as you guys know. As you guys know, in 18 Summers, which is such a phenomenal organization, and what you guys do is just magical. I'm going to give you guys a little plug because I know if you guys haven't seen Jim and Jamie together as a family, like they walk the talk. Like when you guys were in the clinic a couple months ago, I was like,
we joined up.
Total show.
I love it. No, I have kids too. I love shit shows. Like I love the, you got your daughter there and she gave me like the best hug I've had in like my life. And she just like snuggles in.
That's right. You held for a long time. And I won't say names, but there I am in the lobby. We're sitting outside the room and a very, very influential person comes out. And you know who I'm talking about. He has a very distinct voice. And you're like, oh, that's so-and-so. I'm like, I could tell before I even turned around, but you're so humble with who you actually treat. It's pretty inspiring. So we love being there. And I'd like to add a little plug on that. The reason we were there is I had a conference that we were going to cancel because our son was in a serious car accident.
Yeah.
And I texted you that next morning because you and I had just had a conversation about concussions. I mean, you talk about some divine afterthoughts, but we had had that. I said, I'm contacting Reagan. We just talked about this. And we took a pretty aggressive protocol with Leland, getting him out there.
I mean, getting him there was
tough.
Damn near impossible. But you said, if you can get him cleared to get on an airplane, bring him to me.
Which and we did.
Man, yeah.
By the time he got off that plane, I mean, we literally drug him into your office.
It was exhausting.
And then within a week, he came out into the light and I think had like a lunch with us and he smiled and he took a picture. And then by the time we left to come home, I mean, it was just every little bit has been better. And now we are 14 weeks out, maybe 15 weeks out. And he's,
I'd say 95%
at work 3 days a week. He's back at church. He's back
in the gym.
He's driving. I mean, and honestly, what's funny is this reset for him gave him like that rest when he went back to the gym. Reagan, I think he bulked faster than ever because he's like, oh, my body needs recovery. And I think that's something that he's learning to balance. And you saved our son. So thank you.
Well, yeah. And I think the reason this is important too, Reagan, I tell people just be open to alternative therapies. Just be open to it. We had a good friend in our town. Their daughter was in a car accident similar to Leland, and she's not had a great recovery. And she went to the doctor and she was given two things, Reagan, two antidepressant and an anti-inflammatory, and that's it.
She's about 8 weeks further suffering than Leland. And she went from being an all-star on an athlete team and she can't play anymore. She was an A student. She can't even go to school. She can't focus. And I just think we don't have to suffer, but we listen to traditional. I don't know what we say traditional medicine. It's like, what is traditional? That's why I love this East-West combo.
Mainstream. I think you and I are not really mainstream media people. We'll listen to certain mainstream health, but anyway, we appreciate what you've done. And I know this was something you went through too. I mean, you had gone through the concussion through your athletic years too, right?
Oh, yeah. I've had five really, really pretty serious concussions. And it was my last concussion where I was knocked out for, I don't know, 10 minutes. And my arm was sizzling on my exhaust pipe. So I've got this nice burn.
The motorcycle accident? Is that
what it was? Yeah, my dirt bike accident. And my whole personality changed. And so it was the same thing. Leland, the options they give you is, well, here's some ibuprofen, which actually is going to create more leaky gut and it's going to trigger more inflammation in the long run. It's like the most ridiculous thing you can do. And so, yeah, I wish I would have had the tools that I have. Super happy to help. And Leland's such a great kid too. He gave me a big old hug. I love you guys and your family. You guys are awesome. So I appreciate that. And I know I diverted us from the kind of technical jargon of pleiotropy, but if you think about
this is where the conversation goes.
And I would have forgotten. So thank you for putting a pin in that, the nootropic and the
word. Yeah, this fits perfect because nootropics, like if you get a concussion and you're in Eastern Europe or Russia, they're going to give you a couple different treatments. One's called C-Max, which is a nasal spray. And C-Max is a peptide that can help heal the brain from traumatic injuries. And so if you have hypoxic tissue, if people have had a stroke, C-Max is a really powerful treatment. The other one is cerebrolysin. And cerebrolysin is a peptide that's found in our brains. And what cerebrolysin's been shown to do is to activate neurotransmitter synapses. It activates BDNF. So BDNF creates neuroplasticity so our brains can heal. And essentially, that's the most important thing. Your brain, I don't know about you guys, but if I had to choose an organ, I'd probably say, I think I'm going to keep my brain because it does so many things. And we have so few options when it comes to healing the brain in our society. And so nootropics essentially is a term that was coined by Dr. Guardier in the 80s, and he was working with the Russian Olympic team. And so a lot of peptides, a lot of the discoveries have come out of Russia. And then essentially they've got brought into the United States about 20 years ago. And so the US were just starting to get on top of this. Surprisingly, the US hasn't trusted Russian science for various reasons, but we've now adopted our own ways of testing these. But Dr. Guardier said a nootropic is something that makes you more resilient to stress because the Olympic athletes, we looked at them and they were doing everything they could physically, but now he wanted to work on the mental side. So they had to be more resilient to stress. It had to potentiate more long-term memory. They had to create better levels of focus and it couldn't be toxic. So you couldn't pull from one brain and feed the other. Like if you look at Adderall or Ritalin, which unfortunately in some cases, those drugs can be necessary, but they are single molecule drugs that are taking from one part of the brain to feed the prefrontal cortex to speed up those neurotransmitters. And so unfortunately, those drugs are prescribed way too often and they can have long-term damages. And there's the side effects that come with those small molecule drugs, which is goes back to the other crazy word called pleiotropic. When things are pleiotropic, they don't have the same risk as small molecules do. So this is where peptides have very low toxicity. They are mimicking the natural expressions in your body. They're heavily researched. My job is to find the science and then it's got to meet the philosophy. And so that's where East-West comes in, which is it's a philosophy of what does your next decade look like? And am I going to give anyone a treatment that could potentially harm them in the next 10 years? And as long as we can make sure that everything that we do is making the next 10 years your best 10 years, then that's we're on track. And so we're very conservative when it comes to treatments, even though it seems like we're somewhat extreme. Most of the treatments, like I did stem cell therapy, I didn't tell my patients about it for about a year, and I really saw what the outcomes were. Same with peptides. I'd actually used nootropics for 3 years before I started using it with my patients. I used peptides for about 5 years before I really dove in. And now we've got probably top 1% as far as prescribing clinics for peptides.
I do want to give a plug on this. You and I haven't talked about, but I've shared on the show. This is really important, I think, and we're pretty open here. You and I have had this discussion of ADD, something I was a hyper kid. It faded when I got more into exercise and health, for sure, in my late teens, early 20s. When stress came to work, probably, I forget how many years back now, for a very short time, I'm not having trouble focusing. This is almost being a kid again. And I was put on Adderall for a short time, a few months. It made me suicidal for a few weeks. Every night I woke up with not my own thoughts. And it was a really scary, tough time for me and Jamie both. And that's why, like, we share these things and look alternatively, where people say, well, what Reagan's doing is extreme. And I say, I know this might be considered anecdotal. I can only share my own experience, but it'd be wrong for me not to share my experience that a healthy, functional, never had that type of mental efficiency or thoughts. And it came right away. And luckily, I went cold turkey, was off of it, never turned back. There are risks to the normal way as well.
Which brings me to the next thing. It's a good segue, because one thing I was going to talk to you about, Reagan, is that would you say top couple of things that you see people come in facing? And I would say maybe parents or parents of young adults, depression and anxiety. We could also put like the ADD in that same bucket, but I do know depression, anxiety, ADD, and then probably infertility. Are those maybe... I could call that in the same bucket. And I know you're helping our oldest son with the anxiety, depression, toxic load that ended up really affecting his brain. And so while we're on this ADD and depression and such as that, talk about maybe how you serve those clients, like what you're seeing and how that's different, I guess. Because that's a big thing right now, I feel.
It's so big. And imagine if we had TikTok and if we had phones with our ADD, how school would have been for us. I mean, I was the kid that was always pulled up to the front of the class and getting squatted in front of the class because I couldn't sit still. And the teachers were pretty boring. And so, but I look at my kids now and I'm like, man, TikTok, if you ever, like, if you see how fast those images are flashing, it's no wonder that our kids have really high levels of anxiety, because the brain can't keep up. I mean, it's designed to be addictive, and it's just as addictive as any other substance, an illicit drug. I see a lot of that. And I think in a lot of times what it is let's get rid of the inflammation in the brain. And that becomes kind of the key component that requires nutrition. It requires getting outside. So I recommend everybody stay outdoors at least 2 hours a day. If you're not outside, if you're in front of a screen, not only are we seeing more kids needing corrective lenses and having issues with their eyes because they're always on a screen, but they're losing muscle mass. The hormones, it's not uncommon to see men in their early 30s that have low testosterone. This was unheard of. If you look at our testosterone levels, the range that medicine gives testosterone is like 264. It's not low unless it's below 264. But if you looked at that parameter, if you went back in time 30 years ago, the low norm was 700. And so our levels are dropping. And all that Western medicine does is they just take normal, they take averages. This is where you can't trust your blood labs, which is the first step that we always do with everybody is look at the blood labs and we narrow those parameters. But we're seeing now that these averages that they're taking every year, these averages are getting lower and lower when it comes to testosterone and sex hormones. And part of it, just trying to interweave it so people can see how interconnected it is. But if you're on Instagram or if you're on TikTok or whatever the social media channels are, and if you're a kid, you're constantly comparing yourself to your peers. And what do peers post? They're not posting about how shitty they feel or the depression they're experiencing. They're posting these highlights of their life. And then you're in your room and you're like, my life's not like that. I couldn't get anyone to text me back today. I don't have any activities going on. And then the anxiety and the depression starts to kick in. I mentioned my glyphosate exposure, like I would get soaked by the planes crop dusting the fields, and the salespeople just told me there's nothing wrong with it. And now that Roundup, this is fast forward 35 years, and now the Roundup's everywhere. And so it's really hurt the biome of these kids. And so I think what needs to happen now more than ever is if we really want to have a great society, we got to have lots of babies. So I'm super pumped. You've had five kids. I think it's really a critical thing, not only for our society, but also for health, is we've got to start looking at these markers and making some drastic changes, not only in our health, but even if you're eating 100% organic food, but you are getting these anxiety signals and you're addicted to your apps, you're going to disrupt your hormones. It's impossible because stress hormone, which is called cortisol, disrupts everything downstream. And so get outside more, eat some really good food, and get rid of your social media. I think everyone could live without it.
Love that.
I totally agree.
Well, I know we can keep going on, but this will be part one of Reagan, because I know we're going to get notes like, all right, where's that guy?
Yeah. Thank you for weaving that together so well, because I think people don't understand how everything is connected, and especially young adults, or even like, honestly, I feel like up until recently, you'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm on my phone for work.
We focus on what we need.
Yeah.
And I need tech fast. Not going to give blame, but people are prone to alcoholism just like other things. And that's something I can be prone to. And that's where I had to do fasts to get myself away.
Yeah. I think it's important. I just had a good friend of mine. And here's the power of your body. I think a lot of us, we've been told the narrative that our bodies can't heal. Or once you're diagnosed with something, it's a life sentence. And this is where I've always had a bit of a sour taste in my mouth when it comes to people predicting what my future is going to look like. I want to be the creator of my own future. And I know that's the people who you guys hang out with. We're all the same. We say, well, look, Western medicine is a destined-based medicine. Whereas the thing I love about more natural-based medicines, peptide therapy specifically, is you get to choose your own adventure. How healthy do you want to be? And I think having unreasonable health is really darn important, where I'm always measuring myself against how did I do last year in certain things, and not only mentally, but how am I doing in my relationships and how strong am I? How's my balance? I think just looking at those things differently, people will find that there's just a whole level of depth in their life. I just recently had a couple of my clients who became really good friends, but she had to do IVF when she had her first baby 2 years ago. And she said, my doctor said, there's no way. And she's like, I think I'm going to do IVF. And I've been working with her husband in a program. And he was like, I'm doing awesome. You need to do the program with Reagan. And she said, yeah, but I'm still going to have to do IVF. Can I work on your program? I said, why don't you just try it naturally? And let's just see if you get pregnant. And I will spare you all the diagnosis, but PCOS and other things that just really can prevent women from conceiving. And I said, let's work on this for 7 months and let's see what happens. And sure enough, she got pregnant 4 months into the program and she's doing great. So no matter what you've been told, I think there's phenomenal capabilities in your life. If you get the right tests and if you take the right action, have the right strategy, there's great, exciting adventures in medicine that await.
I love that. And I also love, Reagan, that you customize the programs to the people, which is what I love. So like three of our family members and then multiple of our friends and four of us and then multiple friends and coworkers and whatever see you. And I love that like everybody, it's like a different bag. So you're definitely not a one-stop shop. And I love the customization and the intention that goes into you, not only you, but you have a phenomenal team of people at East West Health. Just to plug that, as far as not only has it worked well for us and are you incredible, but your whole team is great. And I love the individual care that we all receive.
And the reason Jamie just got paused, I know exactly why, because the IVF story, we had that same thing happen and we had a horrible experience with it. Then we went natural with some stuff, not with you, but of similar philosophy. So where can people learn more about you?
The best places they can go to thepeptideexpert.com, and we've got some free downloads for them. They can also text the office at 801-582-2011, or they can call. Old-fashioned phone call works too.
And everyone in your office is just fantastic and sweet and lovely to talk to. And we would greatly appreciate it if they mention us. Tell them that you heard about it, because we'd love to hear, oh, another patient is here because of you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Well, you guys have been great. Thanks so much for having me on the show, and I appreciate who you guys are as humans and thought leaders. It's amazing.
Megan, do you share anywhere on social? Do you have Insta or anything that...
We do. It's East West Health, I believe. I'm sorry, I don't do social media at all.
Okay, we'll just look on the website.
We'll get it added in the show.
My team does,
yeah. It was great to see you, buddy, and you will be on again for sure.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining the 18 Summers podcast and putting your family in priority position. Subscribe and leave a review and help other families just like you.